welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode we're going to look at how to train canter pirouettes. So canter pirouettes are one of the advanced dressage movements that many riders at the lower levels aspire to ride one day. So how do you train your horse to perform correct canter pirouettes? That's what we're going to talk about in today's podcast episode. So firstly, what is a canter pirouette? So the FEI defines a canter pirouette as follows. So a circle or half circle that is executed on two tracks with a radius equal to the length of the horse, with the forehand moving around the haunches. Now the forefeet and the outside hind foot move around the inside hind foot, which forms the pivot and should return to the same spot or slightly in front of it each time it leaves the ground. Now the horse should be slightly bent in the direction in which he is turning and should remain on the bit with a light contact with the pole at the highest point. So the pirouette or the half working pirouette is a required movement in the pre-St. George test, and full canter pirouettes are asked for from Intermediaire 1 right through to Grand Prix. Now working pirouettes and half working pirouettes have the same requirements as full pirouettes, although the acceptable diameter is approximately 3 metres, and working pirouettes are required from 4th level tests. So now let's move on to discuss canter and collection. Because as with any work in a dressage test, the quality of the gait is always of prime importance. And when it comes to the canter work, the rhythm must be clearly 3-beat with sufficient activity and impulsion to allow the rider to create true collection. Now without collection, it will be impossible for the rider to make the horse's stride shorter while carrying more weight behind, creating an uphill balance and allowing the horse to execute a balanced pirouette of the correct size. So before we move on to how to train them, let's first go over some common faults in the canter pirouettes. Because most faults that are seen in this movement are as a result of a loss of quality and collection in the canter. For example, loss of a clear 3-beat rhythm, hind legs jumping together due to loss of collection and engagement, and the horse's quarters slipping out or falling onto the inside shoulder as the horse avoids taking the weight behind. Now, all of these faults can be addressed by going back to basics. So when you're troubleshooting pirouettes, ask yourself the following questions. Number one, can you lengthen and shorten the canter without losing jump in the steps? Number two, does the horse's neck stay controlled during the transitions? Number three, is a consistent elastic contact maintained? And number four, can you ride a quarter pirouette smoothly and with good balance, suppleness and activity? Now, if the answer to any of those questions is no, then don't even think about attempting half or full pirouettes just yet. Okay, so now let's move on to discuss how to train canter pirouettes. So the usual method for training a horse to perform canter pirouettes is to introduce them by spiralling in from a large circle. Now, this method can backfire, as many riders make the mistake of using too much hand to pull the horse round, or they kick frantically, and the poor horse doesn't understand the new aids and will become confused and tense, which achieves nothing. So you should not start training canter pirouettes until the horse can perform a walk to canter transition smoothly and confidently. And at this stage, you will know that the horse can begin to develop the collection in the canter because he is able to flex his hocks, lower his quarters, and sit. So ask for collection on a large circle, and as soon as you feel the horse begin to sit, ask him to walk. Now, walking is a reward. So, if you teach the horse to sit by rewarding him with a walk transition, he will begin to anticipate the reward by sitting more quickly when you slow the tempo of the canter. Now, if the horse struggles to sit in the canter, you can begin teaching him pirouettes in the walk. And the basics for pirouettes are the same in the walk as in the canter. So if you teach your horse the pirouette in the walk, it will ultimately be easier for him to carry out the movement when you move on to the canter. So let's quickly discuss teaching walk pirouettes. So to teach walk pirouettes, you should start by teaching your horse to do traverse on a circle. And then once the horse understands the exercise and can manage a few steps of traverse, you can then ask him to turn, making a pirouette in the walk. Now sometimes, the easiest way to get a horse to understand this exercise is to ride a large square with a quarter pirouette at each corner. So now let's talk about controlling the shoulders. Now if you want the horse to move his shoulders to the left, then take both of your hands to the left and vice versa if you want the shoulders to move to the right. Now this technique is similar to what is used in Western neck reining. Now the idea of controlling the shoulders is to enable you to centre them precisely over the horse's inside hind leg. And now it's the inside hind leg that must keep stepping forward rather than moving to the side. For example, in a left pirouette, you want the horse to turn and bend left. And to make the pirouette larger, you'll need to move the shoulders out by using your inside left rein. Now you don't want the horse's quarters to fall in, so don't use too much leg. And turn the horse using your outside right leg and mostly your rein. And when you are in control of the horse's shoulders, you can then bend him left and control the shoulders too. So here's how to ride a pirouette in the walk. So step number one is to maintain the left bend and turn your horse to the left using your right hand and very little leg. Number two, once your horse has turned in the pirouette, ask him to move out again from your inside leg and rein, and keep the shoulders controlled by neck reining the shoulders out from the inside rein while keeping the left bend. And lastly, number three, once you have control with the inside rein, you can turn the horse again using the outside rein. Now, once the horse has learned how to perform walk pirouettes, you can ride them larger, smaller, slower, and quicker. And these corrections and adjustments are important as you will need to make them later during the canter work. Now, once your horse understands and can execute walk pirouettes, you can ask him to canter. Now, if the horse is slow to respond to your leg aid, then use your whip to give him a small tap. Now, the moment that the horse obliges with a canter step, then return to walk and walk out of the pirouette as a reward. And when the horse is confident and capable of executing one step of the pirouette in canter, then you can ask for two and then three. And then gradually build up the steps until the horse can make a whole pirouette without losing his balance or rhythm. So in the last part of this podcast, let's discuss correcting problems during the canter pirouettes. Now, pirouettes are a difficult exercise for the horse to learn and mistakes do happen. So here are the most common problems that you'll experience while training canter pirouettes together with the solutions. So problem number one is spinning. Now, spinning around rather than jumping around the pirouette is a common fault. Now, if the horse tries to learn too fast in a left pirouette, then stop and leg yield to the right, keeping the bend to the left. Now, the horse will learn that you can stop him with your inside rein and you'll soon be able to ask for as many strides as you want. Problem number two is that they come together behind. So two legs jumping together behind rather than in a clear separate stride happens when you ask for too much collection in the canter. So ride the horse on a large circle in traverse or half pass and keep pushing the horse over until you can feel his hind legs separate and then walk. And if the horse persists in jumping together behind, then make the circle larger and ride traverse in canter again with plenty of impulsion. Now, as with all of your training, when the horse gets it right, stop and reward him with a break before continuing. Problem number three is loss of balance on one rein. Now, sometimes the horse will lose the balance and rhythm on one rein, even though he can manage the exercise on the other. Now this usually happens because one hind leg is stronger than the other, so it's more able to support the horse's weight than the opposite leg. So you need to work on strengthening the horse on his weaker rein by riding movements such as shoulder in as a prelude to the pirouette. Now, as the horse gets stronger, begin riding the pirouette by putting the horse in traverse first. And lastly, problem number four is that they become stuck. So sticking is a very common fault in both walk and canter pirouettes when the horse simply stops and the hind legs lose all of their jump. Now, the pirouettes will stick if the canter lacks impulsion or you try to make the pirouette too small. Now, if the pirouette sticks, you should ask the horse to begin again. And be sure not to use too much leg and ask the horse to go from your voice or from a tap with the whip and make the pirouette larger and easier for the horse before gradually making it smaller again. So to wrap this episode up, training canter pirouettes can only begin when the horse understands and is confident in performing walk pirouettes. Now, before canter pirouettes can be mastered, you must be able to ride a lively, collected canter that can be slowed down and the strides shortened without you losing any of the energy in the steps. And as with any dressage exercises, you must take a step back if things go wrong. Now, if you have any other questions when it comes to this podcast, or if you have any other hints and tips that you would like to share with us when it comes to training canter pirouettes, then please leave us a comment at the bottom of the relevant blog post on our website. Alternatively, you can join our training forum, which you can find at howtodressage.com/community. And to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our other books, training diaries, free stuff and competitions, please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you tuning in today to listen to our podcast and hope that you've got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff available on our website howtodressage.com and pop by Amazon for our range of equestrian books, planners and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.